这里是希望之声网上时针英语节目。
Welcome to our program. This is Jules from the Internet, and my name is Debbie. I'm glad that you're with me today for our program. Our program today is going to consist of finishing off a story that we started on our previous program. So we'll do that, and then we'll go on to a new story. Jules from the Internet was set up so that you could learn and practice some English. And I hope that you will learn some new words today as we go through a story, a short story, that will teach you some phrases or the spellings of some words. And I hope that you will be able to practice these words with your friends. So you might want to write down some of the words. Also, another way to do it is to write to me and ask for the booklets that we make of all the stories that we do. That way you can have them in print and you'll have the spellings, but you will have to remember how to pronounce the words and the meanings of the words. Well, let's go right to our previous story that we started, and it was number 400, and it was called You Know You're Canadian When. Now, this was a story that was just comparing some of the different ways we can say things. And in North America, there's two countries. There's Canada and the United States. And, you know, we do use the same words and the same expressions, but sometimes they mean just a little bit different. The meaning changes a little bit where you live. And I did say on our previous program that even in Canada, you really do have different accents or different phrases that you say from one part of the country to the other part. And Canadians and Americans tend to have this, I guess it would be called a competition almost, of when I say something, if they can understand it, or if they say something, I can understand it. So sometimes it gets quite interesting and almost comical or funny sometimes. I think I can think of one that we're not going over today, but a common one is pop and soda. I don't know what you call that Coke that's in a can, but in Canada, we usually say pop. And I know in the United States, they call it a soda. So that's one that's very common. Another one that's very common is Chesterfield and sofa. I know that I lived in the United States for a while, and I would always say, I'm going to go sit on my Chesterfield. And people would say, what is that? Well, it's the sofa, and that's what they call it in the United States. But what it is a chair that three or four people can sit on. It's a big chair, isn't it? And when I looked up the difference in the dictionary, it said a sofa was had a little bit of cushion on it, but a Chesterfield had padding on it, so it was softer to sit in. So those are two of the really common things. Well, we're going to go and finish the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different things that we had in our article from the previous program. So let me read the whole article for you, and then I'll pick up where I stopped. You're not offended by the term Homo milk. You understand the phrase, could you pass me a serviette? I just dropped my poutine on the Chesterfield. You sit on a Chesterfield, not a sofa. You eat chocolate bars, not candy bars. You drink pop, not soda. You don't care about the fuss with Cuba. It's a cheap place to go for your holidays, not vacation, with good cigars and no Americans. You know that a pike is a type of fish, not part of a highway. You drive on a highway, not a freeway. You have Canadian Tire money in your kitchen drawers. You know Canadian Tire money is worth more than actual Canadian money. You know that Casey and Finnegan were not part of a Celtic or Celtic musical group. You cried when you heard that Mr. Dressup died. You get excited whenever an American television show mentions Canada. You brag to Americans that Michael J. Fox, Shania Twain, Jim Carrey, Celine Dion, Dan Aykroyd, Neil Young, Joni Mitchell, Lauren Green, and more are Canadians. So is Robert Goulet, but they can have him. You know that the CEO of American Airlines is a Canadian. You know what a toque is. You design your Halloween costume to fit over a snowsuit. You know that the last letter of the English alphabet is always pronounced Z, not Z. You live in a house with no front step, but the door is 1 meter up from the ground to allow for snow. Your local newspaper covers the national news on 2 pages, but requires 6 pages for hockey. You know that the 4 seasons mean winter, still winter, almost winter, and road work. You know that when it's 25 degrees outside, it's a warm day. You know how to pronounce and spell Saskatchewan. You perk up when you hear the theme song from Hockey Night in Canada. You are in grade 12, not the 12th grade. A is a very important part of your vocabulary and is more polite than, huh? Okay, we got to the last part, and it was talking about, the last one we did was talking about living in a house that had no front steps. Because when it snows in the winter, the snow piles up high, and you don't need a step because the snow is so high you can walk straight into your house. And in some parts of Canada, winter is a good 6 months. So we have snow for a long time. Well, let's go on from there. The next one said your local newspaper covers the national news on 2 pages. Now, a local means where you live, if it's a city or a town or the country. The newspaper that is circulated right around where you live. That means local. L-O-C-A-L. Well, to cover something means it tells you all the different things about what's happening or where it's happening. It gives you news, doesn't it? So it covers. And it covers the national news. That means the news across the country on 2 pages. However, it means to need 6 pages for hockey. Now, in Canada, hockey is a very, very popular sport. I can't say it was first played in Canada because I don't think that's right. But it is not even the national sport of Canada. I think lacrosse is. But yet, hockey is the one sport that everybody in Canada loves to play as small children, especially boys. And everybody watches and listens to. And so it says here, and I don't think this is always true, but it does say here that hockey requires more pages of your newspaper than the local news does or the national news. Let me spell requires for you. Remember, it meant to need something. Require. R-E-Q-U-I-R-E. Require. Now, let me spell hockey for you, too. H-O-C-K-E-Y. One of these that we were comparing the United States to Canada, we were talking about if an American television station mentions Canada, Canadians get very excited. And that is so true. And, you know, I'm over here living in Hong Kong, but if I hear anybody, even a Hong Kong station, say anything about hockey, I get very excited. And I listen and I look just to make sure that it's Canadian hockey. Let's go to the next one. You know that the four seasons mean. Now, remember what the seasons are? Winter, spring, summer, fall. And most places, you can tell the difference. Maybe not so much here in Hong Kong. Spring and summer were quite similar to me. But in Canada, they're very different. And it's funny because this is making fun of it, this statement is. But we laugh at ourselves sometimes because this sometimes can be true. The four seasons are winter, still winter, almost winter, and road work. In reality, we do have very separate seasons, winter, spring, summer, and fall. But sometimes if you get winter coming in September, you say you've almost got winter because it's getting cold then. And you have winter, and then you still have winter in April and May, and it has snowed this year, or many times over the last few years, we've had snow in May and June, where I used to live. So that would be still winter. And then when all the snow is gone, they fix all the roads. And so they always laugh and say that that season is called road season, when they're fixing all the roads so that they can have them ready for the next winter. Let's go on. You know that when it's 25 degrees Celsius outside, it's a warm day. And that's true because some places in Canada rarely get to 25 degrees. However, I was watching the news and, you know, in Canada, the national holiday is July 1. And I was looking at some of the different temperatures on July 1 over the past several years. And do you know that recently it was 40 degrees with high humidity in Canada on July 1. That is extremely hot. I know that the eastern part of Canada can have very high humidity and go into the 30s, but not the high 30s. So to have 40 degrees Celsius is very hot, extremely hot. But where I used to live, 25 degrees and would be pretty normal for the summer. And we might get into the 30s, the low 30s, for a few days, but that was all. So it's been a very drastic change to move to Hong Kong. Let's go on. You know how to pronounce and spell Saskatchewan. Now, Saskatchewan is one of the provinces. There are 10 provinces that make up Canada. And one of the provinces is called Saskatchewan. It's almost the very middle of the country. To pronounce is to say it. How to say it, to pronounce. It's the spelling, you look at it and you go, wow, could I ever say that? But you can. You have to sound it out. Let me spell Saskatchewan for you. It's an Indian name. Saskatchewan. Capital S-A-S-K-A-T-C-H-E-W-A-N. Did you write that down? Saskatchewan. Now you can practice that word, and somebody would be really impressed if you said it. I'm sure of it. You perk up when you hear the theme song from Hockey Night in Canada. Well, that's something that happens every Saturday night, starting in about October and going till almost June. There's Hockey Night in Canada, and it's on the national television station every single week. And there's a certain theme song that they always play whenever that starts. And so whenever you hear that song, you know that it's hockey. It's starting. So that's what this one is. You perk up. That means you sit up and you take notice. You notice, you perk up when you hear the theme song. Now the theme song is one that they play every single time that program comes on. you are in grade 12 and not the 12th grade. And that was very hard for me to learn because I did live in the United States and they'd say, oh, my daughter is in 6th grade. And I'd have to turn it around and say, oh, you mean grade 6? It means the same thing, but they say it just a little bit differently. And so it doesn't matter what grade you're in, we would say grade 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And people in the United States would say first grade, second grade, third grade instead. So it's just a little bit different. Here in Hong Kong, I'm much more confused because they say form. And I'm not sure which grade belongs in which form, but I am learning. Now, the last one is probably the most common difference between United States speakers and Canadian speakers. And a lot of people, doesn't matter where I am in the world, they'll say, oh, you are a Canadian. And I'll say, how did you know? And they'll say, because you said A at the end of a sentence. And A is spelled E-H, usually with a question mark. And we tend to do that. Canadians will say a sentence and they'll go, A? They'll say, it's very nice out today, A? Did you notice that? Have you ever heard that before? Well, you know, that's a very, very Canadian thing. A, it's an expression that means, do you know? And so it's an important part of our vocabulary, all the words that we speak. Now, we always feel it's more polite. That means it's nicer than, huh? And if you listen to somebody that continually or all his life has lived in the United States, they'll say, huh, at the end of a sentence. And that's spelled H-U-H, question mark. And it means the same thing. It's like, did you know? Just like A means the same as huh. But you'll, now that you've known these, you're going to have to sit back and think about listening to people and see if you can tell the difference between A and huh. And then you'll know what country they're from. So I always thought that that was very interesting. And my sister, who has lived in the United States for 27 years, she on occasion will go somewhere and they'll say, you're Canadian. And she'll say, how do you know? And she's lived there for a long time. So they'll say, well, by your accent. And she says, I have an accent? So, you know, it never really leaves you, does it? So it's one of those things that you always have with you. I think it's ingrained when you grow up. Well, you know, I think I'm going to go back through and just reread this whole article for you now, because some of you didn't get in on some of the explanations at the beginning. And that way it'll put it into your mind one more time. And then if you need to, you can write to me and ask for the booklet that it's in. And then maybe you can find out what the differences are. Let me reread it for you now. It says, you know you're Canadian when you're not offended by the term homo milk. You know you're Canadian when you understand the phrase, could you pass me a serviette? I just dropped my poutine on the Chesterfield. You know you're Canadian when you sit on a Chesterfield, not a sofa. You know you're Canadian when you eat chocolate bars, not candy bars. You know you're Canadian when you drink pop, not soda. You know you're Canadian when you don't care about the fuss with Cuba. It's a cheap place to go for your holidays, not vacation, with good cigars and no Americans. You know you're Canadian when you know that a pike is a type of fish, not part of a highway. You know you're Canadian when you drive on a highway, not a freeway. You know you're Canadian when you have Canadian Tire money in your kitchen drawers. You know you're Canadian when You know, Canadian Tire money is worth more than actual Canadian money. You know that you're Canadian when you know that Casey and Finnegan were not part of a Celtic musical group. You know you're Canadian when you cried when you heard that Mr. Dress-Up died. You know you're Canadian when you get excited whenever an American television show mentions Canada. You know you're Canadian when you brag to Americans that Michael J. Fox, Shania Twain, Jim Carrey, Celine Dion, Dan Aykroyd, Neil Young, Joni Mitchell, Lorne Greene, and more are Canadians. So is Robert Goulet, but the Americans can have him. You know you're Canadian when you know that the CEO of American Airlines is a Canadian. You know you're Canadian when you know what a toque is. You know you're Canadian when you design your Halloween costume to fit over a snowsuit. You know you're Canadian when you know that the last letter of the English alphabet is always pronounced Z, not Z. You know you're Canadian when you live in a house with no front step, but the door is 1 meter up from the ground to allow for snow. You know you're Canadian when your local newspaper covers the national news on 2 pages, but requires 6 pages for hockey. You know you're Canadian when you know that the 4 seasons mean winter, still winter, almost winter, and road work. You know you're Canadian when you know that when it's 25 degrees Celsius outside, it's a warm day. You know you're Canadian when you know how to pronounce and spell Saskatchewan. You know you're Canadian when you perk up when you hear the theme song from Hockey Night in Canada. You know you're Canadian when you are in grade 12, not the 12th grade. You know you're Canadian when A is a very important part of your vocabulary and is more polite than, huh? I hope that you had an opportunity to think about the differences that Canadians and Americans pronounce and say and use phrases. It's all the English language, but we do use them a little bit differently. And I also hope that if you happen to be an American or Canadian that's listening to my program, I hope that you won't be offended by this article. You know, you think about it and you'll say, oh yeah, that's true, because it is. And I know that I've often had to laugh and say, oh, that's how the Canadians say something, or that's how the Americans say something. And you know, sometimes I hear some British people talking or some Australians, and they say things just a little bit different yet again. So there are different ways to say different things, but yet sometimes they mean exactly the same thing. Well, you know, I said that we were going to go over those last 7 things and then read a new story. But I don't think we're going to have time for a new story. So I'm going to leave that for the next program of Jewels from the Internet. You know, I've enjoyed getting letters from all of you. Some of you I've received more than one letter from, and I'm really glad. And I am going to sit down right after I finish my program today and write you back. so you should be receiving a letter soon. I will write back to you when you write to me, so I encourage you to write to me. But let me give you the addresses so that you can write to me. If you're going to put something in the mail, you need to put down to Debbie, and let me spell that for you. D-E-B-B-I-E, Debbie, at GPO Box 7600, Hong Kong. Let me give it to you again. Debbie at GPO Box 7600, Hong Kong. We also have a fax machine here, so you're welcome to use that if you also have a fax machine. The country code is 852, and the number is 2457-6019. Now, I've also received some emails, and I'm glad because I get to email you back. And that will be fun for me, so I'll write a letter and send it off over the wires, and you'll get it faster. Our email address here is zhaomeng at vohc.com. Let me spell that for you. This is one of those things that there's a Canadian letter in here. Do you remember which one it is? It's Z. I know that the previous person that has done this program was an American or an Australian, and they said Z, didn't they? So if you're a long-time listener, you'll notice the difference, I'm sure. It is the same letter of the English alphabet, the very last one. Let me spell our email address for you. Zhao Meng. Zhaoming at vohc.com. We do have a website, and I hope that you'll take the time to look at it. www.vohc.com. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this information and comical presentation on the differences between Canadian and American and how they pronounce things. I do have to go, but I hope you'll come back for the next program. Bye now.
谢谢您收听今天的网上时针英语节目。如果听众朋友想跟我们取得联系，您可以直接发电子邮件给我，我是艾德，我的电子邮件地址是艾德，也就是汉语拼音的 AIDE 艾德 at vohc.cn。谢谢您今天的收听，再见。